Adam and Eve lived happily together in God's creation. All was perfect, until the day it went horribly wrong. See, God had given Adam and Eve one rule. Don't eat the fruit on that one tree, God said. God knew that if they ate the fruit from that tree, they would believe a lie, that they didn't need him. One day, a crafty snake slithered up to Eve in the garden. This snake's name is Satan. He'd once been the most beautiful angel, but decided he wanted to be God. He devoted himself to trying to destroy God's plan. So that day, he disguised himself as a snake to approach God's children. The snake spoke to Eve in a way that made her think God was keeping something good from her. She bought into these lies, believing deep down in her heart that God didn't actually love her or want good for her. So, she picked fruit from the tree and ate. And Adam ate too. Adam and Eve looked at one another and realized they were naked. They hid so no one would see. God called out to them, "Where are you?" And Adam said, "We're afraid of you." God knew they'd eaten the fruit from the tree. "What have you done?" God asked. Adam blamed Eve, and Eve blamed the snake. God's heart broke. God's children hadn't just broken one simple rule. They'd broken their relationship with their Creator. And God knew His creation would begin to unravel. From now on, everything would die, even though He designed it to live forever. You see, sin had come into God's perfect world. God's children would continue running away and hiding from Him. In any other story, this would be the end. But not in God's story. He told Adam and Eve, "It will not always be so. I will come to rescue you and destroy the snake, sin, and death forever." And He would. One day, God Himself would come.